it goes.
Well, Steve, I gotta say, now that we have a full tank of fuel,
Let's get on the highway.
What an operation.
Yeah, let's get on the highway. We'll get off Ventura Boulevard, we'll get on the 101, and we'll just cruise the highway for a little bit. Actually, let's take Ventura down to the 405. Go down to the 405, turn around, we'll come back. We're just doing some leisure driving, although we have run a few errands in the process, which is good. We just want, you know, we want this podcast to be natural. Just two guys driving around, because I'm telling you, folks, when I'm driving throughout this city, well, all right, here's a good example. When I get in the car every day, it doesn't matter if it's morning, afternoon, night, whatever, I get behind the wheel of my car, okay? I leave my house, I start driving, without fail, within 60 seconds of being on the road, somebody endangers my life and just causes me, the blood pressure goes right up, okay? And I have to either swerve out of somebody's way that pulled out in front of me, you know, some guy's riding behind me and he's giving me like 2 inches between the rear end of my car and the nose of his car. I mean, just some kind of obstacle within 60 seconds. Obstacle courses galore all over the city. We're gonna talk about lots of those. I'm gonna list some of them here in a little bit as we're driving around. But Lee, one of the first things I wanted to do is, I wanted to ask you a question here that, and you may not have ever thought about this, I don't know, but it's a great question we can ask on this show if at some point we can take phone calls. What do you think? Can we do that at some point?
I think eventually the technology will be awfully easy to do that.
Podcasting?
Yeah, right. Right now we can. There's internet telephone software that we could subscribe to an 800 number service, and people could make phone calls online and could hook up with one of our computers at the house, but we'd have to be doing the show live at the house. I don't know if we could do it mobily.
Right. Okay.
And well, have people calling into the show yet.
Well, we're going to be able to take phone calls when we're doing the Traffics radio show. And that's another thing.
Are you
thing
sure
I
wanna... you don't want to go get a muffin? Because,
oh, we're going to come back in 15, 20 minutes and get one.
Those are the best muffins I have seen in months.
We're driving by a new restaurant or bakery kind of a place. It's kind of like the Starbucks thing. Everybody sits down and drinks their coffee and eats or whatever. It's a hangout. And a brand new one opened up here in Encino about 3 months ago, and Lee's just driving by it for the first time. It's always packed, morning, day, and night. There's beautiful people sitting on the outside, on the inside, conversing and doing whatever. But look, we'll do that on the way back. We'll take a break. We're doing Road Rage Radio right now, which I was going to mention is a derivative of what we hope to be a traditional radio AM broadcast at some point in the near future called Traffics. And we're going to, one of the things we'll be able to do on Traffics is take phone calls. A lot of noise going on there, Topper. A fortune cookie.
Yeah,
he pulls out a fortune cookie.
We had Chinese food last night and ate the rental car. You know, you always got to eat the rental car. And,
well, here's
we
the reason.
We didn't eat the fortune cookie. And I haven't had lunch.
Well, I thought you said you ate at some place with Lee, with Kim.
Oh, that was Cajun. That was, it's like.
That doesn't count.
It's like Japanese. You know, you feel hungry and you're ready for another one pretty soon.
All right, so getting back to what I was going to ask you a moment ago, and we can ask this question and hopefully take phone calls at some point, either by way of Traffics being on FM radio or AM radio, I'd rather, or when we get to the technological point where we can do that with our podcast. But one of the questions we're going to ask a lot of the listeners, and what I want to ask you right now is, what is your biggest fear when it comes to driving?
Is getting lost. You know, I'm not used to driving in Los Angeles. And not really knowing any of the streets, it seems like once you miss a turn, it is virtually impossible to go back and find your way.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's always an asshole in your way. It's impossible to sneak around the block and catch another U-turn over here and make a left against traffic and get back onto where you were going. You can't do that around here.
That's right.
You have to fully know where you are. So right now, I guess I'm kind of worried about not knowing where I'm going. And, I don't know, maybe get into a bad neighborhood. And
right now?
Well, not here. I mean,
not with me in the car. I know the city.
I mean, my biggest fear is, you know, bumping into a Rolls Royce and having to file an insurance claim in this neighborhood.
Well, that's what insurance is for.
Well, not paying for those cars.
Well, see, the interesting thing, too, another dynamic of living in L.A. is every time I ever got lost when I first moved here, whenever I tried to turn around, there was another car coming at me. When I did turn around, there was a cop right there. Hey, you pulled an illegal U-turn. I swear I must have spent $2,000 in the 6 years I've been living here in traffic-related tickets. Parking tickets.
Are they really nuts about you flipping the illegal U's?
They're nuts about everything. And it just, the reason why I brought that up is because it just seemed like, and I'm sure people who live here can relate, it's always right at that perfect time when you do that one little thing, there's somebody right there. Just like with parking meters. You park somewhere for an hour, you put the coins in, within 20 seconds of the time being up, if you're not back, there's a ticket on your windshield.
And then you got a good chance to go back downtown and pay another parking meter to park your car to pay the ticket.
Downtown.
And I never can find a meter.
We're cruising down Ventura Boulevard on Road Rage Radio. And we're going to get on the highway here pretty soon. But actually, it's been, I don't know if it's because it's Saturday in the afternoon, but it's been kind of peaceful with the exception of some of the things that we've already brought up. But we're going to make these segments about 15 minutes. So we'll probably, I would wrap up this first segment here pretty soon. But we're
only
four more.
We're only 6 minutes in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're recording at 44 to 1.
From the time we left my apartment?
Oh, no. We're doing the individual tracks.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But we're going to make all these individual tracks one 15-minute broadcast.
Well, that's a lot of editing. Would you want to do a track, a show?
You know? No, because it's got to be complete. We got to have a beginning, a middle, and an end. That's why I wrote out like 5 or 6 segments to be about 15 minutes.
But maybe you're overthinking the podcast, because the podcast is just, we're turning on the microphone and we're just gonna chat. We're just gonna visit, right? It doesn't have to be a big, fully overproduced broadcast at this point, I don't think.
No.
Of course, it could evolve into that, and that would be awfully exciting to listen to.
But we did say that we wanted 15-minute shows with a beginning, middle, and end. That's what I prepped for.
Well, I'm sorry, Steve. We're going to do one-hour programs, and several of them. So you better just start prepping away, mister.
Okay, well, there's tons of show prep right in front of us.
Oh, look at that. I light up the tires of the rental car, and there's L.A.
There it is. What was I just saying about perfect timing? Oh, it's great, man. I think it's because I'm with you. If I wasn't in the car, that wouldn't have happened.
Well, I wouldn't know where I was if you were in the car.
Here's, you know what? This usually happens on the highway when there's traffic jams, but it's happening on Ventura Boulevard right now. 3 lanes going in each direction. Another good example of a weirdity out here in Los Angeles is all the cars are stopped in the middle lane, and we're in the left lane just driving by all of them at 35 miles an hour.
And they don't appear to be looking for anything?
They're not doing anything.
Or
some schmuck.
For a parking spot?
Some putz is just, he's got his brakes on right in the middle of the friggin' road, either because he's looking at something and go, honey, should we eat in there? Meanwhile, there's 40 cars behind him waiting to move on a road that there's no stop sign and no light. Move!
Maybe it's kind of like the bakery that we passed a couple of minutes ago. The hot, exciting bakery where everybody's going. Maybe they're all looking for the next big restaurant opening.
But you saw a little bit of my rage come out there, and that's only the beginning.
I'm not sure I like that. Is this a rental car?
Oh, man. We're driving around the rental and L.A., California.
You guys have got a lot of pigeons out here, too.
A lot of pigeons.
Flying rats.
You know, I bet you, once we're on the air with this, and we challenge listeners to call in, and we ask them, what is your biggest fear when it comes to driving and traffic?
I'd love to be able to ask people what their biggest fear while getting down the road, because everybody's so different. I think every city is so different.
We would get so many different responses. It would be unlimited.
Come on! I tell you.
Okay, we're going to get on the 405 here in a little bit, Topper. I just want to give you fair warning. Stay in the left lane here.
All right.
And we'll show you what you're going to do. You're going to pull a left onto
the
405.
The new Land Rovers are in. Very nice. I like that cranberry red. That's my favorite color.
I think once I'm driving, after a little bit, we'll go back to my house and get my car, and I'll drive, and that's when we'll be able to get into one of my biggest pet peeves, which is no blinkers, people not using blinkers. But I want to talk about the psychology of that here for a minute. I think, at least here in LA, I truly believe that a big part of the reason why most people are not using their blinkers anymore, and when I say most, I mean anything over 50%. I think they estimated the stat is like 60% now of people are not using their signals here in Los Angeles. First of all, a lot of them probably don't even realize that it's the law. By law, you have to use your signal. They think they're doing you a courtesy, and a lot of them just don't bother with it because they don't have the time or the energy, and they've got 100 million other things on their mind. So, I'm not using my signal. I didn't even think about using my signal. Why should I use my signal?
Well, that's why they put it on the steering column.
Well, that's right.
So when you're busy steering, you have time. Which way are we going here?
Left under the 405.
All right.
See it?
And we're
watch this guy. He's gonna pull. This guy just fucking pulled out in front of you. He's wearing a Kerry Edwards sticker. No wonder why. He's got a Kerry Edwards sticker on the back of his car.
Now, Steve, even though you know you're this big,
you wanted to do that.
Oh, I can't do a U-turn there either.
All right, we were going to get on the 405, guys, just now. Perfect example, Los Angeles. This guy just pulled right out in front of us from the left, out of a parking lot, right into the lane we were going to use to get onto the 405.
So, Steve, is it cool if I blend in with the...
Do it.
Okay, all right.
Do it.
I'll blend in.
Pull a Yui. Now, we could have that attitude like, well, you know.
Now, do we participate in this road rage, or do we just, are we casual?
I say we chase that guy. I say we go after his ass.
Hang on. All right, let's get him.
Whoa!
All right, don't
worry.
Is this us?
No.
Thank you.
Next one.
Let's get him. What kind of car was he in?
Okay, see south, 405-7.
Can you go this way?
All right.
Let's get him.
Did?
All right, let's get him. Let's teach him a lesson.
Late.
Hang on, we're almost there. Right behind him.
Dude.
See, this is the equivalent of a cop car. Cop tires.
I don't think it is, man.
Cop brakes. Cop suspension.
Wonder if we're picking up the engine sound on this thing.
Absolutely. It sounds really killer. I listened to it when you were at the bank, and it's picking up all the RPMs, all the turn signals and stuff.
We are now on the 405 heading southbound. Let's see, since we started this podcast...
Oh my gosh, would you look at this?
Saturday afternoon traffic, baby.
Oh my god. Should I stay in this lane, Steve, or are we just...
No, stay in this lane, yeah. Well, or either one of these two.
Okay, yeah, I just don't want to get into the middle of all that. What do you people in Los Angeles do?
Well,
with yourself when you're sitting out here on this parking lot.
Okay, now, there's another interesting statistic that I just became aware of talking to the former chief of police. The stat now...
Oh, listen to your name dropping. The former...
Bernard Parks.
Okay.
The stat now...
Can I have a coffee or what?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, yes. I was drinking tea, actually.
Well,
green tea.
Did he buy?
No.
Did you buy?
No. We went Dutch. He's actually strolling through a coffee, tea, leaf, or bean, whatever the heck they're called, and he was...
So you're real brand conscious. You don't go anywhere else but this one coffee house.
No, that's not true. No. He was politicking.
Oh.
He was trying to garner votes, and there you go. Somebody just pulled out in front of you. At least he used his signal. Though,
yeah,
which was
I let him go since he had his signal on.
Okay. The stat that I was just going to mention, 92 hours a year is spent behind the wheel of your car out here in idle traffic or traffic that's sitting still. I'm not talking about driving.
How many hours?
92 hours a year.
Oh.
Sitting behind the wheel of your car out here, the average person, that's the average amount of time.
Well, I would think everybody had big luxurious cars, then, you know, nice and comfortable vehicles, but I see people in little bitty cars and old broken down cars and
all kinds of cars.
Man.
Well, that is the one thing about LA. It's quite diverse.
Yeah, I thought about coming out here a couple years ago and living out here. And I came out to visit, and it's like there's so many people in this city already.
All right, look, we're doing, 6 miles an hour on the 405. This is a five-lane highway with a POV lane, and the POV lane's not going any faster. It's a Saturday afternoon, damn it.
What's the POV lane?
It's the fast lane.
The carpool lane.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, should we do that? Should we carpool?
No, because we're not going to go down too far. Yeah.
But Well, not this speed.
No, this is ridiculous. This is a great time actually for me to give more stats. But
let's go to the charts. You got your charts.
The other thing that I do. The other thing that I find.
Show the folks your charts.
The other thing I find amazing.
The color charts are the best.
Yeah. What do you think I am? What's his name?
Ross Perot.
Ross Perot.
Let's go to the chart. Let's go to the chart.
The other, I mean, even if you drive anywhere in the city in the middle of a weekday, like at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, let's say, the highways are packed like this. You're sitting there thinking to yourself, because you work, okay, when you have to get on the roads occasionally, even in the middle of the day when you work, and you're thinking, what is going on here where all of these cars are filling up five lanes in both directions in the middle of a weekday? Doesn't anybody work in this town?
Even at 4 in the morning, your highways are crazy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That time we were coming home from the bar. Oh, that time at the bar. Oh, my God. But it was just like middle of the day. It was, every lane of traffic was completely congested. Everybody was dicing it up, looking for the right lane to be in, even though they had no idea how to get around all the traffic. And everybody had the same attitudes in the middle of the night, and that surprised me.
Well, like I said, you know, look, everybody has to deal with these issues everywhere in the country. A lot of these things we're bringing up are not exclusive to Los Angeles. They're magnified in Los Angeles, and there's also a lot of other elements of driving out here that I promise you do not exist in a lot of other cities. I've lived in a lot of other cities. I've never seen the shit that I see out here. It really is amazing. We are podcasting inside of our... What kind of car is this?
Rental car.
What kind of rental car, Lee?
It's a Mercury, a big four-door.
Let me write
behemoth.
That down.
Yeah, right. Let's give credit.
This is a Mercury, a brand new one at that.
Yeah, it's got like 3,800 miles on it.
We are driving the streets of Los Angeles, California, currently on the 405 heading southbound, right by the Getty Center. We're doing about 5 miles an hour. Stephen Lee on Road Rage Radio. I'll tell you what was funny. I wanted to talk about this as well.
Hello.
As a matter of fact, let's bring that up since it just popped up right in front of us.
I was tempted to merge and change lanes.
This was one of the things I was going to talk about, okay? God. Here is a perfect example of a situation that exists in L.A. that doesn't exist anywhere else. A motorcycle driver just drove through Lee and I on my right. I'm riding shotgun. And he drove in between us and the car that's on our right. And he's doing way faster than we are, probably 10 times our speed, because he doesn't have to worry about the traffic. By law, he is allowed to drive in between cars. That is unbelievably dangerous, not only for the motorcycle driver, but for you and me.
So
you just mentioned you were going to change lanes, possibly. Yeah. You could have hit him. I'm sure it happens all the time. We didn't even know he was coming up. There was no warning at all. Okay? The other thing is, what if you're sitting dead still in the traffic and we're not moving, which is a regular occurrence out here, and you decide, I'm going to empty my ashtray or do something where you open up the door? That motorcycle driver's dead.
Yep.
You just opened the door on him. You had no idea he was coming because you were playing your music, or you had the windows rolled up and you had the AC on, or we were in conversation like we just were, and he's a dead man, and you may lose the door of your car. What? I mean, why is it that a motorcycle rider doesn't have to follow the same rules that we do?
And I thought that was the whole thing, was we get everybody on the same page, and it's safer for everybody.
I cannot believe that they allow this. We should probably get off this exit, man.
That ain't gonna happen.
You know what? Yeah, it is.
You just squeeze your way in. Can we go in there? Thanks, buddy.
Okay. He looks cool because he looks like he's from New York. Go right in front of him, man. Let's get off this exit, the highway, onto this exit. Turn around and get the hell out of here. Look at this traffic.
Yeah, I don't think these people are going anywhere quick.
So the motorcycle incident that we just brought up is another example.
What do they call that? Lane splitting, some places.
Well,
I mean, what if I did that in the big rental car? Would it be wrong?
What do you mean? Did what in the rental car?
Put the rental car right between the left lane and the center lane and made time.
I don't know what to tell you, man. It's
would I be reckless driving?
I don't. Well, not if you used your signal, unlike most everybody else. Can we pick up the signal on the broadcast?
Yeah, it's recording the signal.
You came mighty close to that car on our right, Lee. It was about
6 inches of separation between us and him.
That's okay. We're kind of, we got two lanes of traffic squeezing into one lane of traffic here because everybody's pretty crazy at this point.
You know, one of the things that we'll talk about a lot, which is also a huge contributor to a lot of the craziness that's on the roads, including road rage and including a lot of other careless things that you see, is something called the psychology of driving. People taking life's stresses with them behind the wheel, resulting in either not paying attention or, worse yet, purposely being aggressive towards the people around them. Both are extremely dangerous. Both piss other people off. Both cause road rage and a lot of other shit. So, well, and
I'm feeling kind of guilty now because I was kind of doing that. I must admit, sometimes I'm a little aggressive.
Okay. And what about not paying attention because you got something on your mind? You just got into a fight with your wife or, you know, oh my God, you know, I left the laundry in the, well, that's probably not a good example, but there's so many different things that we are all thinking about in this fast-paced society that we live in, and we get behind the wheel and we think it's automatic to just get behind the wheel of the car.
Left lane may turn right.
What are they thinking?
You're just going to go left here across the bridge, and then we'll get back on 405.
You think? I've noticed there are a lot of exit ramps that do not have on-ramps.
That is another LA-ism. Let's call them LA-isms.
Wow. An LA-ism.
So, what do you think, man? Can you think of, like, a whole bunch of new responsibilities and pressures that people have on their minds these days that they didn't 10, 15, 20 years ago that are contributing?
Well, yeah.
A lot of the problems we're having on the roads?
Yeah, it's more.
Way more.
It's more of everything.
Yes.
We've got more input, more advertising. We've got more things going on in our lives. We've got more decisions to make. And, you know, there are people out there who that's all they do is think up more.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's endless. Relationship problems, job, career, work-related problems, financial problems, all these things that were, you know, having to raise two or three children without another parent in the house, doing it yourself, yeah, all these things, and we're getting behind the wheel of the car, and we're just putting it into drive, and we're not thinking about the fact that we control a deadly weapon. And it's just become so automatic for everybody. This is another issue here, by the way, that a lot of the politicians were talking about in a recent election, where there should be
left turn signals.
Well, not only left turn signals, that was one of the things that came up as well, yes, but timers or sensors. So you're not sitting at a red light for, how long have we been sitting at this red light now for? 5 minutes? There you go. And it's turned green.
Hang on.
Let's see if we can get back on the 405 North now. By the way, some people are probably wondering, what is this thaw in front of the highway? In front of the highway number side.
Yeah, all the highways have names out here.
Yeah, thaw. It's not 405. It's the 405. There it is. I think I heard the reason that they call it the 405 and the 101 and the whatever it is because these highways actually had names prior to numbers. And so they used to say the Santa Monica Freeway or the Golden State Freeway. And when they added numbers.
Like the Ventura Highway does not go to Ventura, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that really does make it easy to get around town. I'm really sad to see that whole system go.
Yeah, well. That's why the is there. The. All right, now, traffic is moving. Thank God we don't have to go south, huh?
Steve, we're doing 70.
We're doing 70 on the 405 North, just coming up over the hill by the Getty Center, making our way back into the San Fernando Valley, Sherman Oaks, Encino area, all suburbs of Los Angeles.
Now, this is actually the nicer part of Los Angeles. We went down to East LA yesterday to see a mutual friend's tax attorney. And I gotta say, that side of town is totally different than this side of Los Angeles.
Lee, you wanna, you know, you're not used to it, but trust me, you're driving. driving here, especially in these lanes right here,
yeah,
this highway, you'll go from 40 down to 10 in a matter of like seconds. So just be ready
right
here.
Look at these guys.
Look, we're doing 50 on this highway. Two lanes over from us on the same highway, the traffic is at a dead stop, going in the same direction. That is mind-boggling how that happens here. Maybe some putz up ahead, like a half a mile, just decided to do 20 miles an hour, or somebody cut in front of somebody without using their signal. Could be all kinds of reasons for that.
But it all builds up frustration that we tend to take out on one another out here.
Well, there's all kinds of frustration and rage bandying about here in Los Angeles.
I wish we could play some music on the show.
Well, we could turn the radio on.
Well, no, but then we got to pay the royalties.
Oh, yeah. Well, you mentioned something to me the other night where we could do something like that. It won't cost us that.
Yeah, there are a couple of record companies that have rosters of artists who will actually allow you to use their music in broadcasting and podcasting like this, and just simply for mentioning the name and where it's available.
By the way, the 405, which we're on, and you just saw the traffic heading southbound, moving.
Horrible.
Five lanes on a Saturday. The 405, just saw in the USA Today. Okay, the 405. As a matter of fact, I have the article.
Here
it is.
Go to the charts.
Here it is. Highways with the most traffic. There's like 20 of them listed here. L.A. and the 405 is number one,
really?
Baby. Number one.
Now, where is the 300? Where are these people going, Steve?
I don't know. 382,000 vehicles a day on average traveling the 405.
How many?
382,000.
That's not very big.
You're going to get off on
It's like only four football stadiums full of people.
No, we're talking 382,000 cars.
Okay, that's about four football stadiums. Everybody's driving their own car. That's not a big deal.
Oh, I think it's a lot more than that.
70,000 in a game? How many people can fit the Rose Bowl?
100,000. So that's four, yes. Get off on Burbank. Coming up.
Are we going to beautiful Burbank? Lovely over here.
That was an article, by the way, out of the USA Today this past week.
What was the date?
March 7th. Hang on, left. I'm seeing articles on the problems with traffic and driving everywhere now. It's like USA Today has had like three or four just in the last couple of weeks alone. You're hearing about stuff on TV more. We need a podium like this on the radio, without a doubt. So that's why Lee and I are doing this podcast.
Taking one for the team, as it were, out here on the streets of Los Angeles.
Now, this article here is called has to do with Texas being... It's called Texas is set to supersize highways. Okay, this is supposed to be a $185 billion mega corridor of highway that they're going to build in Texas. Okay, let me give you some of the details. Texans are known for doing things in a big way, of course, the article says. They want to do 4,000 miles of expressways, mostly toll lanes, and they're calling it the Trans-Texas Corridor. Okay, almost a quarter of a mile wide. It will carry cars, trucks, trains, and pipelines for water, oil, natural gas, electricity, and fiber optics.
Wow.
The roads would be built over the next 50 years at a cost of up to $185 billion, mostly with private money.
Thus being a tollway.
The network eventually will crisscross the state, diverting long-distance traffic onto superhighways designed to skirt crowded urban centers. The state's goal? Relieve some of the nation's worst traffic congestion fed by Texas' booming population. Now, that's a whole nother aspect of what we haven't even brought up yet, but contributing to traffic problems is the population keeps increasing.
My God.
What do you do about it?
Well, you stop having sex. That ain't gonna happen.
You're gonna take a left up at the
Not
light.
Not out here in Los Angeles. Are you kidding me? Where are we going, left?
Well, get in the left lane. We're gonna turn left up here pretty soon. Now, also from this article, let's see here. Oh, they got some guy quoting that they looked at their interstate system and they thought, well, wait a second now. This interstate system that we currently have is 50 years old, which is another problem. You got roads that are designed, built 30, 40, 50 years ago, when things were a lot different than they are now, especially the population.
And cars are a little bit different too.
Hang a left here.
You know, it wasn't too far back where you didn't have a car that you felt comfortable going 100 miles an hour in. And nowadays, it seems like every car out there, especially all the sports cars, all the fun cars, they make going fast easy. And so you kind of want to exercise your car, and when you get a crowded highway, it just gets maddening. Now, which way are we going?
Just go straight. We're going to go and stop at that place that you...
Oh, we're over here by
Mac and Encino.
Yeah, Van Nuys is not too far from here.
No. It's that way, as a matter of fact. We're heading up Havenhurst, and we're going to stop at this place that's always jam-packed to have a little bite, I guess.
Oh, the bakery.
Yeah, they probably have sandwiches and stuff like that, soups. We'll go in and find out.
Yeah, we'll go in and see and get a drink.
They may only have donuts.
Not with
and
the
pastries.
Not with the folks I saw out front. They might be so backed up, we might not be able to get in.
No, they'll find a seat for us. Come
don't
on.
They, don't
we're
they know
podcasters.
Who we are? Oh, come on. So we're going to take this inside the location?
We're going to hang a right here. No, we're not going to take the broadcast in with us.
Why not? The people might want to go inside.
Podcast, actually. Not broadcast.
You think they'd have a problem if we took in the recorder and continued?
I think
it would
be way too loud, man. There's too many people in there.
I've had something going on in my throat since I got in this town.
You probably need to get some type of throat lozenges.
Yeah.
Lozenge.
Ricola.
That's what I usually have. There they are.
Nothing like a throat lozenge.
Let's close out this segment with a story.
It's story time on Road Rage Radio.
No, okay, we're going to get back to something we were talking about a couple of minutes ago, okay? Great example of some of the problems on the road today. All right, let's say you get fired, okay?
Where are we going with this?
You leave the job. You get behind the wheel of your car.
Sure.
Which is a weapon that everyone should be way more careful with than we are, okay? By the way, our show is going to explore some of the whys pertaining to the phenomena that exist of, you know, why so many drivers are not taking what they're in control of seriously enough. That's a major problem. Okay, back to our story. So you get fired, you drive home, or worse, you go to the bar to shake it all off, okay? Now, you are inside your personal sanctuary, your car, either numb and not thinking about driving while you're doing it, or you're pissed and you're taking your aggressions to the wheel, or both. And now you've forgotten about or don't care that the machine that you are in full control of needs almost your full attention. It needs your care, it needs your patience, or you could easily kill somebody and or yourself. Therein lies our problem with too many drivers today. There are way too many examples like this one that draw our attention away from what should be the focal point while we're driving, which is driving. And we're not even getting into the harmful effects of drugs or alcohol or anything like that at this point, okay? So I just think, you know, if everyone knew that they could center themselves with a flick of a switch, the radio, because it would bring the responsibility of driving top of mind, that's one of the reasons why we want to try to get this show traffics on AM radio and hopefully syndicate it throughout the U.S. So... coming up on the right here.
All right, so we're going to go inside.
Yeah.
Check out this little bakery.
Take a break from the podcasting.
It's just so overwhelming, you know, the pressure of the spotlight.
Watch out. Watch out. We got a car parked in the right. No. Dude, it's way further up, isn't it? Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
See, you find a great quality parking space, but it's not anywhere near.
Do you think there's going to be a great quality parking space in front of that place with all those people?
Well, sure. You gotta think positive.
Alrighty.
Happy times. Somebody will let us out in just a second. I don't dare signal, for I may give away what my intentions are. In a minute.